At 7:07, currently 37 degrees under partly cloudy skies at the KJAN studios. Time now for a look at news, as the news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. You'll find personalized service from people you can count on at Rex Pharmacy, as today we are looking for a high of 67 under partly sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News. And in the news this morning, the associate director of the AARP in Iowa was in Council Bluffs earlier this week and will be in Sioux City next week. Anthony Carroll is urging residents to call Iowa's members of Congress in hopes they will influence the supercommittee members in Washington, D.C., who are considering proposals for cuts in Medicare and Social Security benefits.
We're asking our members of Congress to use everything in their power to prevent those Medicare and Social Security cuts, because the super committee is scheduled to look at and scheduled to come up with $1.2 trillion in cuts at a minimum. And everything's on the table.
He says it is important to make your voice heard, because once the final proposal is presented, it cannot be changed.
It's important to note that the work of the super committee, they're scheduled to come up with their proposal. They have to have a proposal out by November 23rd. So November 23rd is really a magical date in the sense of the proposal has to come out. And it's also important to note that a proposal, once that proposal is out, that cannot be amended. It has to be taken as an up or down vote in both the Senate and the House of Representatives. So the chance to impact what is or is not in that proposal is now.
He says seniors in Iowa should call 1-888-722-8514 to contact their representatives in Congress to voice their concerns. KJAN News Time is 7:09. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a woman from Pottawatomie County was arrested Monday, as 42-year-old Jody Marie Sherman of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at about 9:15 p.m. for allegedly violating a no-contact order. Sherman pled guilty to the charge on Tuesday and was sentenced to serve 7 consecutive days in jail. No injuries were reported following a one-car versus a deer accident Wednesday in Page County. Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports a 2005 Nissan Altima driven by 17-year-old Marcus Allen Taylor of Villisca was traveling east on 130th Street off of Highway 71 when a deer popped out of a ditch. The ensuing collision, which happened at about 7:05 p.m., caused about $3,000 in damage. Well, as the cold weather of winter approaches, fuel prices are starting to rise. A report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says heating fuel prices are nudging up, while crude oil prices are rising more quickly. Gasoline prices are also climbing, and AAA spokesperson Tom Crosby says the financial situation overseas is continuing to have an impact on gasoline prices here in the U.S.
The problem is that there's a fear of a worldwide recession. As those fears recede with the European settlement of their financial problems, the price of oil is going to increase.
Crude oil prices have risen for 2 straight weeks, and Crosby says indications are that may continue rising.
As we in the United States face a continuing recession or a return to what it was 2 years ago, the dollar is weak, and that just pushes the price of crude up.
Gas prices in Iowa are averaging $3.44 a gallon. That's 2 cents lower than the national average. A year ago, the state's average price for gas was $2.77. The state's all-time high for an average gas price was $4.02, which was set back in July of 2008. The group called Connect Iowa says a survey of broadband access in the state shows 63% of Iowans subscribe to some type of broadband service. Connect Iowa program manager Amy Coolers says the majority of those who do not have broadband, 66%, are older Iowans.
What we found was interesting with the barriers, the reason that there was non-adoption, overwhelmingly the largest percentage was individuals just didn't feel there was a relevance for them to have broadband access. They didn't feel that the internet had anything for them to offer, for example, or they just didn't know why they didn't want it. But that was the overwhelming barrier.
Other reasons for not having broadband included not having a way to access it.
For example, 16% of individuals said that they didn't have a computer. 15% said security was an issue for them. 10% said broadband is too complicated. They just didn't want to have to worry about figuring it out. And then you drop down to about 7% said broadband was not available in their particular area.
Cooler says they will use those survey results to address some of the connection issues that they have.
Connect Iowa is an outreach organization and an education organization. We want to work with state entities and, you know, state providers and communities to help them identify gaps that might be within their community. And by community, it's self-defined. That could be a section of counties. It could be a county, a single county. It could be a town.
Cooler says the top reason Iowans give for using broadband is they realized it was worth the cost. A 28-year-old Kansas man has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for attempting to start a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old Iowa girl and possessing nude photos of her. Kareem E. Ramos of Wichita, Kansas, was sentenced Friday after pleading guilty to attempted enticement of a minor and possession of child pornography. Prosecutors say he met with the Mount Pleasant teenager over the internet and sent sexually graphic text messages to the girl, whose father reported the relationship to police. A Forest City police officer who was shot during a scuffle with state agents has been charged with arson and burglary in connection with a fire at the police department earlier this month. Officer Thaddeus Ellenbecker was off duty when he was shot Thursday night. The shooting occurred as two agents with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation went to his house to speak with him. They found him outside with a weapon. A struggle ensued, and Ellenbecker was shot by one of the agents. And also in state news this morning, the Iowa Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of a passenger in an SUV that sped away after stealing gas, hitting and killing a motorcyclist in Des Moines in 2009. Orlando Rodriguez, who is serving a 10-year sentence, challenged his Alford plea to reckless vehicular homicide, claiming it was not supported by evidence. By entering the plea, he did not admit guilt, but acknowledged that there was likely enough evidence to convict him. The court upheld the conviction on Friday, citing a law that allows people who aid in a crime to be treated the same way as a person who commits the crime, and linking an act done while escaping an initial crime to that offense. KJAN News Time is now 7:15. In our funeral announcements, 85-year-old Dixie Dell Goodner of Harlan died on October 12th in Wisconsin. A massive Christian burial service for Dixie Goodner will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 17-year-old Christopher George Crawley of Audubon died on October 20th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Christopher George Crawley will be held Monday at 2:30 in Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. 85-year-old Nadine Marie Nielsen of Avoca died on Friday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Nadine Marie Nielsen will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. 69-year-old Doreen Janet Gilman Hubbard of Menlo passed away on October 21st at her home. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. 83-year-old Wilbur Pete Hoskins of Nevinville died on Thursday at the Winterset Care Center north of Winterset. Funeral services for Pete Hoskins will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church in Orient. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And 94-year-old Ralph Chiz Jones of Audubon died on Monday at the Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Ralph Chiz Jones will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. For all your photography, electronic, cellular, and pharmacy needs, if you've got questions, they've got answers at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News.